Greetings, Chicagoland. Thank you for tuning in to the weekly program, Building Community, Strengthening Nations, based on improving lives through public service and volunteerism. Today's presentation is brought to you by the Forum to Achieve Altruism, Compassion, and Tolerance, the FACT organization, with more than a 75-year legacy of promoting peace, harmony, equality, and social justice for all. Building Community, Strengthening Nations features newsmakers and movers and shakers engaged in enlightening discussions on current issues and events that positively impact our diverse communities. The FACT organization invites you to contact us for general information or referral services, volunteer opportunities, and suggestions, questions, or comments regarding programming topics and guests. Please call FACT at 773-424-8002 to reach our 24-hour voicemail and facsimile. Our email address is faactorg@aol.com. Now tell your friends to tune in to FACT every Tuesday evening at 7:30 p.m. We're streaming live over the internet at www.thechicagolighthouse.org. My name is Ruth M. Fairfax Frazier. I am the founder and executive director of the FACT organization, and today I am so pleased to serve as your host. FACT is always excited about this opportunity to share time with you, our most valued listening public, with different weekly topics of interest that positively influence our communities. However, as we always say, this can only be accomplished with your help. The fact is, we all need each other, and by uniting our efforts, we can make a positive difference for everyone. In a nutshell, FACT's combined vision and mission is to help create a better world through educating the public and coalescing with others to eradicate biases and prejudices, as well as hate crimes. Greetings, everyone. We have a very exciting program for you today. We're going to discuss the Southside Arts Center here in Chicago, Illinois, marking over 75 years of beautiful art that they have contributed to the American society. We want to welcome to the program Masekwa Myers, Executive Director, Dorian Sylvian, Curator and Designer, and Keith Connor, artist and illustrator. Welcome everyone to today's program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome.
We're going to have you introduce yourselves for our audience.
Hello, my name is Masekwa Myers. I am the executive director of the Southside Community Arts Center, and I'm very happy to be here with you today, Ruth.
My name is Dorian Sylvain. I am the curator and the exhibition designer. And I'm also glad to be joining you.
I am Keith David Connor, a fine artist, illustrator, and designer.
Okay. Well, you know, as we mentioned, we're going to be discussing this wonderful institution, the Southside Arts Center. But before we do that, each of you are bringing such a plethora of talent to our program today that I want you to take a moment and tell us about yourselves.
Okay, well then I'll begin. I'm going to begin with saying that the complete name of the organization is the Southside Community Art Center, and I am very pleased to be able to be the executive director and continue the legacy of the Southside Community Art Center. I would say that I have returned almost a full circle kind of moment now that I'm back at the Southside Community Art Center. I first walked through the doors about 1968. I was 15 years of age, and I was across the street originally with my mother and father and my two brothers because we visited Dr. Margaret Burroughs, who at that time was collecting African artifacts and starting her museum in the basement of her home. And as a result of that, she instructed my parents that she thought it might be a good idea if they take that daughter of hers across the street to the Southside Community Arts Center. It seemed like I had a lot going on as it related to performance and art. And lo and behold, it was a good move. I walked in those doors, into those doors, and met and saw people like Hakeem Mahabuti, which at that time was Don L. Lee. I was able to meet Darlene Blackburn, who was one of our premier choreographers, African choreographers here in Chicago, as well as Val Gray Ward, who at the time was running the Kumba Theater Workshop, and the names and the people of such iconic nature just goes on and on. And being a teenager and seeing those adults and being motivated and embraced and seeing that me making a choice towards whether or not being an artist was a good one was affirmed. And it was such a wonderful feeling. Since that time, I also had Dr. Margaret Burroughs, and we can talk about her a little bit later, but she's one of the greatest ancestors of the Southside Community Arts Center. And she was, I said in a moment, but let me just say a couple of things about this fantastic woman. She was 23 years of age when the Southside Community Center opened, and she sat on the board of directors at that young age and really was a part of the committee that helped form the institution. And we know her as a beloved painter and poet and sculptress and historian and humanitarian. And she changed so many lives for the better through art. And I am just thankful that I was able to meet her so young, to be a part of an institution that she began. And also, she was my Humanities 101 instructor at Kennedy King College, the year that it went from Wilson Junior College to Kennedy King College, the first year. Since that time of being in her presence as a mid-teen and older teen, I have traveled the world with my art. I began as an actress here in Chicago and expanded to directing and producing, left here, went to Los Angeles, left Los Angeles and traveled the world, South America, West Africa, London, the Caribbean islands, and all because I was either consulting for art institutions to be developed, or I was performing, or I was directing. So, I mean, I could sit here and talk about the awards that I've won as a producer, the awards I've won as an actress, but what's most important as far as I'm concerned is what I'm doing right now in being a part of sustaining a Black institution that gives African Americans a place to come to experience their greatness, as art and culture is so important to everyone, but even more important to the people that have been disconnected from their ancient art and culture. And if you come to the Southside Community Arts Center, you can learn what that is if you're not African American, and you can reconnect to the greatness of your African culture if you are an African American.
Well, thank you so very much for sharing that with us. And may I ask Dorian to tell us about your background as well?
Okay. I also started very early with my relationship at the Southside Community Arts Center and DuSable Museum. I was a teenager who had been pursuing art from a very, very young age, and my mother, being engaged with the community, discovered and brought me to both of those institutions. And in both of those institutions, I had some of my most profound and earliest exposure to Black artists, many of which have influenced my aesthetic over the last three decades or so since I've been working as an artist. My background as an artist, I'm fundamentally a painter, and I've had many evolutions of my career. Started off very interested in studio painting, but I also had a strong interest in architecture. And I found theater to be a great medium of those two disciplines. And so for many years, I was a scenic designer, a scenic painter, worked with all of the black theaters in the Chicago area and many in Detroit. Worked as a set designer for a very long time till my third child, I would say, was born, and that's when I decided to move into more of a residential market in which I was doing more decorative mural painting. I've also spent many years doing public murals, exterior projects. Most recently, I was commissioned through the Park District and the Field Museum, who had an initiative out regarding the Burnham Wildlife Corridor. And myself and my two partners, Arlene Crawford and Raymond Thomas, were given one of the awards. And over last, the 2016, we worked on the design, and we actually constructed the entire sculpture on the third floor ballroom of the Southside Community Arts Center. So we were able to use the third floor of the Southside Community Arts Center as our studio for the designing and the construction of our project, which we titled the Sankofa for the Earth. So we were given a location along the Burnham Wildlife Corridor, which is approximately 43rd west of Lakeshore Drive, to install our project. And the exterior of the project includes a lot of tile mosaic and painting, and the interior of the sculpture contains a mural in which we talk about the ancestors of Bronzeville, and we absolutely highlight the Southside Community Arts Center, DuSable Museum, and the contributions that Margaret Burroughs has made culturally to the Southside.
Well, take a second for our listeners that are not in the Chicagoland area to tell us, what is Bronzeville?
Bronzeville is the area where during the Great Migration, when thousands of blacks moved from the South up to the North, clearly looking for better opportunities. Many of them settled in the Bronzeville area. Bearing in mind, at the turn of the century, Chicago was extremely segregated, as most cities in the North. And so there was a flood of black residents that moved into the Bronzeville area. And through that community, the culture, the Chicago culture, was born.
Okay, and which included, of course, the business district as well as the arts.
As well as the arts and the schools. You have people such as Walter Diet, who was a music teacher at DuSable, and many, many great musicians came through his instruction, just as many came through Margaret Burroughs' instruction. So they influenced many generations, and we were a very tight community at the time. We had all our lawyers and doctors and artists and janitors and cooks and maids. Everybody lived in the same community, and so it was very rich and very diverse. And through that diversity came many expressions of art, poetry, writing, visual arts, music, dance. And the Southside Community Arts Center has long been the heartbeat of a lot of that conversation, a lot of that discovery.
Well, you know, this is African American History Month as we're recording today, and the theme has been education for 2017, and you are very fortunate to be able to teach at Diet. Can you tell us about a little bit of the history of that institution and of the wonderful gentleman?
Yes, currently as a muralist, I'm working at Walter Diet with a small group of visual arts students on a mural project in which we are not only going to look at the history of the Walter Diet, Walter Diet himself, but we're also going to look at the history of the Walter Diet High School, who just a few years ago was scheduled to be closed. There was a mass closing that particular summer, 2015, and Walter Diet was on the list. But the community fought very long and hard to keep Walter Diet opened, and they did win their fight. It did open as an art school. They were interested, the community was interested in it being a science and technology school, but it being an art school became the compromise. So now the school is open. They have their first class, and each year they will add another until they are a successful, full-running institution again.
Well, Miss Dorian, Sylvian, we want to thank you for joining us. I know you have to leave a little bit early before we finish the rest of the program, but thank you so much for sharing this information with our audience.
And thank you so much for having me. We're very interested in getting the public out to see the art show and having people engage more with the Southside Community Arts Center. Thank you.
Mr. Keith Connor, can you kindly tell us about your background?
Yes, I can. I'm happy to do so. Originally, I'm from Flint, Michigan, and I came to Chicago now more than 40 years ago to become an artist and to study at the American Academy of Art here in Chicago, in which I graduated. And, I've been very fortunate to have made my living as an artist. I've had a long career working as an illustrator, designer, art director, and now fine artist. And I really became familiar with the Southside Community Arts Center really at a very, like in my early 20s, in which, I was told it was a good place to go. And I early on started to work as an illustrator, in which I worked for many different companies doing Black History illustrations. And I was looking for a resource of photos and images and history. And again, the Southside Community Arts Center was recommended to me, and I went there, and I was very fortunate and blessed to meet Dr. Burroughs, who I interacted with her over many, many years until her recent death. And she helped me and inspired me and provided images, for me to use in the different Black History projects that I worked on. I worked on calendars for Miller Brewing Company, for Luster Products. I worked for many, many different companies, World Book, Encyclopedia Britannica, a division of Times Mirror, a company called Denora Geppert, where I created science charts and film strips for the government of Saudi Arabia. Also, I created illustrations for a company called Central City Productions, a local company here that does a lot of minority programming on WGN, in which I did a series of illustrations, two different series on Black history, 28, for Black History Month, a black and white series, and then years later, another series of 28, and some of which I was fortunate to exhibit at the Southside Community Arts Center during Black History Month.
So it came full circle for you.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And again, I was fortunate to meet and talk with Dr. Burroughs and be a part of the rich history of the Southside Community Arts Center. You know, many great artists have come through the Southside Community Arts Center, like Charles White, William Carter, Gordon Parks, the photographer, Archibald Motley, and just many, many, many others. And so, again, I'm very honored to be a part of this continuum of development of Black and just artists in general. You know, I'm very, proud to be a part of that. And currently, I do work with a company called African American Expressions, where they produce greeting cards and calendars and many different art items featuring my work. And so, again, I'm just very fortunate to be a part and associate with the Southside Community Arts Center. I also am honored to be a part of this exhibit, in which there are many great artists from the Chicagoland area and abroad that are exhibiting there. And also, I've been working with the Tom Joyner Foundation to raise money for the historical black colleges. I was one of the featured artists on the Tom Joyner cruise, as well as just in December, part of an art exhibit in Art Basel in Miami as a guest of the foundation as well. And again, so I'm just very happy to be associated with the Southside Community Arts Center and with Ms. Sequa. You know, she's doing a fantastic job with the exposure and of the Southside Community Arts Center to many folks, you know, that just were unaware of its rich tradition and fantastic art.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, because I've had an opportunity to view some of your artwork, and it is so beautiful.
Isn't he fabulous?
He is.
He's
fantastic.
Breathtaking, actually.
It is just wonderful artwork. Thank you for sharing your talent with us. And Masekwa, I'd like you to take it from here. What would you like our audience to know about the Art Center? Any more of its history, as well as what is going on currently?
Okay, I would love to do that. The Southside Community Art Center is one of our oldest art, African-American art collectible institutions in the country. So when visitors come to the Art Center, I always tell them, do you know that you have walked into one of the most historical sites in the city of Chicago, and not just the city of Chicago, but in our nation? And they look at me and I go, and I say this because it's true. And I talk about the fact that the center was founded in 1940, and it was founded by some of those wonderful artists that Keith just mentioned, Charles White, Archibald Motley Jr., and Margaret Burroughs herself. And these artists came together because there were no galleries in Chicago that would hang African American art. And that, of course, we know was due to racism only, not because of talent. If indeed people were open to the kind of talent that these artists had, then they would have been hanging in every gallery in Chicago. And during that time, President Roosevelt was in office, and the WPA, the Workers' Progress Administration initiative, was begun. And also, Eleanor Roosevelt had an affinity for the arts, and I'm glad she did, because the Federal Arts Project was an extension of the Workers' Progress Administration, WPA. And with that, artists got a chance to be put to work, because during that time it was Depression, and President Roosevelt was putting the country back to work. That was the motto. So roads were being built and buildings were being built. Alongside that, artists were being supported as well. So there was 110 art centers that was partially funded by this WPA initiative, and the Southside Community Art Center was one of them. And fortunately for us, we're the only one that is still in existence and offering program after 75 years. We're in our 76th year. So I'm very proud to be able to say that. And we offer not just exhibitions, which I love. We offer 3 to 4 exhibitions a year. And we also offer classes and workshops and public programming. So with our exhibitions, we have artist talks, we have lectures and panel discussions. And in our classes, seasonally, we have teens that are learning acting and writing and producing. And then we have fabric design classes, textile classes. We're offering drawing classes as well as literary classes. We have a program that's associated with us called YAP, which stands for the acronym for Young and Published. So we have young people under the age of 10, 8 to 10 years of age, learning how to create the structures of stories. And so they're learning themes and character developments And when they have created a short story, they actually are published. So these young people can say they're authors at that age, and they get a stipend, an advancement to begin the writing of their short story. So they really understand the writing industry. So we have a myriad of programs that you can become involved with. We have tours that go through our arts center. And so we encourage elementary, middle school, high school, college, the family to come to the Southside Community Arts Center, because we are a family-oriented, intergenerational institution. And so when you come, you'll get a chance to feel this rich history, to be connected to all of these people who had the vision to start. And also, we have artists that are presently great artists. We're not just living on the past, we're living on the present as well. And this particular exhibition is highlighting, as Keith said, some of the finest Chicago artists. We have 30 artists that you can see. We have about 54 arts of works exhibited. So if I could just quickly say the names of the artists.
Well, before you do that, tell us the name of the exhibition and what are the run dates?
The name of the exhibition is called Celebrating Our Cultural Giants and Ancestors. And it is running right now through April 15th. You can come during the public hours. That's Wednesday through Friday from 12 noon to 5 p.m. Saturday all day, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday from noon to 5 p.m.
And your address is
3831 South Michigan Avenue. That's 3831 South Michigan Avenue, 60653.
And do you have a website?
We do. You can visit our website at sscartcenter.org.
And if we wanted to call you, what number?
You would call 773-373-1026. That's 773-373-1026.
And that website again is?
sscartcenter.org.
All right. Now, please tell us more about the artists that are presenting.
Well, we ask artists to submit work that was either a portrait of what they considered, whom they considered a cultural giant, or work that was influenced by a cultural giant. And we got some phenomenal work in. And so some of the artists that are being presented in this exhibition, Celebrating Our Cultural Giants and Ancestors, are Darren Patton, Acecia Drake, Raymond A. Thomas, Sandra Bridges, Ronaldo G. Ferdinand, Gerald Griffin, Sabron Grant, Sherman Beck, Yemoja Smalls, Terrence Reese, Raven Smith, Paul Brandon, Larry J. Brent Jr., Rose Blowen, Floyd Webb, Angie Redmond, Ronald West, Delia Gray, Faith Davis, Eric Rojo Garcia, Jose Williams, Vernon Garrett, Eugene M. Crenshaw, Quentin Foreman, Jimmy Williams, Zana Johnson, Tony Smith, Moses Akepeyowa, Felipe Funderburg, and last but not least, Minnie Watkins.
Wow. Now, I must ask both Keith and yourself, do you have any favorite pieces that are on exhibit right now?
You're trying to get us in trouble. I'm sure Keith is going to say mine. Mine is my favorite. And we couldn't see any harm in that. And I'm not going to do that. And I really can't do it, because every one that we put in is a favorite, or they wouldn't have gotten into the show.
Wonderful. So when we come to experience all of this beautiful art, there's no disappointments.
None whatsoever.
Absolutely not.
This has been a pleasure to be with you, Ruth.
Okay. Now, what is the future of the Arts Center? I know you have Chicago historical landmark status.
Yes.
Are you seeking that at the national level?
Actually, we are. Thank you for asking that. We got our Chicago landmark status in 1994. There are two things that are happening for the future, and that is we are now in the process of having the building's needs and conditions assessed so we can get into a capital campaign to restore the entire building to its original greatness. So we're working on that.
Beautiful.
And we're also working with the National Trust for Historic Preservation, and we have received their support to go after the National Register listing. And so we're in the middle of that process as well.
Okay. And lastly, I want to know what you would like to leave with our audience to know what's coming up after this exhibit.
Well, we're going to have a fantastic photography exhibition coming up next. And we're going to be highlighting one of the oldest African-American photography club organization called Chicago Alliance of African American Photographers. So I think people will really be excited to see Chicago through photographs over the last 50 years, and also some of our great leaders and ordinary people that we don't get a chance to applaud, because that is really what keeps the fabric of society going, those everyday people with everyday high morals and values.
Well, you know, as the Art Center was originally dedicated by First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt, are you trying to keep up that tradition as well?
Well, I would like to say that we opened in December of 1940 officially. However, in 1941, May 7th, there was a dedication ceremony. And at that dedication ceremony, Eleanor Roosevelt delivered the keynote speaking speech, so to speak. And so, yes, we are looking at making sure that that tradition can continue. We're doing our best to find in First Lady Michelle Obama's schedule the time to continue that legacy of First Lady supporting the Southside Community Arts Center. So yes, we're embarking upon that effort as well in the future.
Chicagoland, we thank you for tuning in to Building Community, Strengthening Nations here on Chris Radio. And as we close today's program, we're going to ask Ms. Myers to share one last time the website and telephone number.
Please visit us at sscartcenter.org. That's our website. And our phone number is 773-373-1026.
Thank you so very much. Have a great week, Chicagoland. Bye now.